welcome back to the 5-Minute Strategist. Today, I want to know what your team strategy is. If you are aiming for, at, or going beyond 7 figures, you know that your team is a vital part of your business. Whether that's a lean, mean team of a couple of people, or you're building an agency, your team strategy is key to your success. Like everything in your business, setting clear goals is the starting point for building a team. This is not how we tend to hire. We tend to hire piecemeal as we go, and that might be fine for when you're starting out. But once you're more established and there's more complexity, you really do need to think beyond just who do I hire next? Like all of our strategies, we want to think about what is our long-term vision? Where are we right now? And what do I need to close that gap? What are the specific skills that I'm going to need? Does anyone in my current team have those skills? Or do I need to think about hiring for them? And when will I need them? By identifying these goals early, it helps you find the right people who can do the job, but also who are aligned with your business as a whole. Building a team is the ultimate self-awareness exercise. For a lot of people, hiring looks like cloning themselves. How do I find another me that I can hand all of this work off to? But here's the problem with that, is that if that work is burning you out, making you tired, draining your energy, not lighting you up, hiring another person just like you is gonna long-term create those same results. And then you're gonna have to hire again and again and again. So instead, you need to understand what are your strengths and what are your challenges. If you're hiring for something that is already one of your strengths, sure, hiring somebody like you might work. However, most of the time, we want to build a team around us so that the team as a whole can tackle any challenge. So once you've thought about your strengths and weaknesses, you can think about your teams. Who's the creative problem solver? Who's the analytical one? Who keeps your projects on track? Who knows every client's dog's birthday? Understanding your team makeup in this way is going to allow you to look at where you are right now and ask yourself some questions around, do you have the right people in the right roles? Do you need to move some people around? What else do you need to think about? Are you trying to delegate something and you can see you don't have someone in the team and you need to hire quickly? Or are you thinking about stepping back from something in 12 months' time and you need to develop someone in the team? So we've looked long term, we've thought about what we need to achieve, we've thought about what skills we might need, we've thought about when we might need them, we've looked at what we've already got in our team. Now we can start thinking about when we might need to add to the team as we go into the future. And one of the key decisions you'll need to make is, are you looking for qualifications or for talent? Qualifications talk about training. And for some roles, you need that. You're going to want somebody who's a qualified lawyer looking at contracts. You're probably going to want someone who's got some accounting qualifications submitting your tax returns. However, for most roles in our small business world, we need talent more than we need the training. You can look for somebody who's got a proven track record of success, someone who's willing to learn, someone who's passionate about what they do, and you can then provide the training part if needed. Investing in your team's development is a non-negotiable. This doesn't just mean training, it means a culture of continuous improvement and learning and professional growth. You want your team to feel comfortable coming to you and telling you where they would like to develop, what skills they would like to learn, where there's a workshop that they're desperate to attend. And you can then support this because it not only benefits your business, keeping your team continuously developing and getting stronger, but it also shows your team that you're invested in them as a person. When you first sit down to do this team strategy, it's going to feel a bit foreign to you, probably more than any of the others, because when we start hiring, we tend to hire one at a time as needed, and usually only when we're feeling swamped. And this is dangerous because we do not make good decisions when we are under stress. The other problem is that it means you're only focused on one piece of the business, either the thing that you're desperate to delegate or the person who's left who you're desperate to replace. And in that situation, you might overlook a team member who already has the skills or the passion to step into that role. You could hire the wrong person who then disrupts your team and blows up your culture. Or you can land up needing to let people go once you realize they're not a fit for where the business is going to go long term. So the more you can invest in setting a strategy up front, the better it is for everyone involved long term. The thing I want you to remember is that with every team decision, there is a person on the other side of it. And we can sometimes forget that when we're aggressively chasing a goal.